Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump will visit the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands next week. Still reeling under the effects of devastating hurricanes Irma and Maria, amid complaints U.S. assistance has been slow.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated, by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Shortages of food, drinking water, and fuel persist a week after Puerto Rico took a direct hit from Maria, the fiercest of Atlantic storms at a Category 5. Mr. Trump defended the U.S. response in disaster relief amid criticism it has been slow. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the serious nature of the situation.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me personally. So, and again, I want to thank him for acting quickly on some of these things.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funding to help clean up thousands of tons of debris scattered across the island. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground. Thousands of U.S. troops are on their way. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has urged South Sudanese leaders to seize what she called a last chance to salvage the 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that's forced millions from their homes. She told the UN Security Council Tuesday the people of South Sudan are suffering and the promise of their hard-fought independence is slipping away. She called for support of a regional revitalization process to bring the feuding sides together. The U.S. diplomat scheduled to visit South Sudan next month. This is VOA News. Spanish police have been directed to take over voting booths in the northwest region of Catalonia, where local authorities insist an independence vote will go on as scheduled Sunday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, visiting the White House Tuesday, called the vote illegal. Carme Forcadell is president of the Catalonian Parliament.
The Spanish government wants to hide the referendum, to make it clandestine. They want to generate fear. But when posters are seized, the citizens print them at home and plaster the street with them.
Madrid said the referendum lacks an election commission, ballot boxes, ballot papers, a census, and election materials. President Trump, standing alongside Prime Minister Rajoy, said Spain should remain united. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani Tuesday claimed victory in the referendum vote for independence on Monday, calling for a dialogue with Iraqi authorities who have rejected the vote as unconstitutional. Speaking to the Kurdish people, Mr. Barzani said, "You didn't allow anyone to break your will." He said, "We have entered a new stage. This is a win for all Kurdistan." Monday, Iraqi Kurds voted on an independence referendum that drew objection from Baghdad as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We expressed our deep concern about that and also our disappointment that they decided to go ahead and conduct that vote yesterday. We look at that as a unilateral referendum, and it was something that the coalition partners, the DEISIS coalition, I don't think there was a single nation that supported that.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there didn't concede control of airports to federal authorities. Saudi King Salman Tuesday ordered women to be allowed to drive vehicles for the first time. The royal decree directing the formation of a ministerial body to give advice and implement the order by next June 24th. Ali Shahabi is executive director of the Arabia Foundation in Washington.
It has tremendous practical implications, obviously, for women, for families, for the capacity of women to get more fully integrated into the labor force. But also, even more importantly, it's extremely symbolic, because it shows that the government is determined to reform society.
Saudi Ambassador to Washington, Prince Khalid bin Salman, said Tuesday was a historic and big day for the Saudi kingdom. Fistfights broke out Tuesday in Uganda's parliament ahead of debate on a controversial move to extend President Yoweri Museveni's rule. The effort to remove a constitutional age limit has been met by resistance from the opposition and rights activists. Under the Constitution, the 73-year-old Mr. Museveni, in power for three decades, could not stand for re-election in 2021. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.